Collectible Gaming. Select your character. Musket Shot. Mr. K. Let the battle begin.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Indestructible Gaming and More. I'm Musket Shot. Alongside me is my co-host, Mr. K. Mr. K, hello.
Welcome to another brand new episode of Indestructible Gaming with us.
Excellent. And behind me is my dog, Reese's, eating a bone on the rug behind me. And so he's joined us as well tonight, too. So say hello to Reese's. So this week, or this episode, we're talking about a game called Mighty Goose, and it's it was released this year, actually June of 2021, and the developer is Blast Mode, and it's actually two developers, Blast Mode and MP2 Games. I guess they work together on this, and Blast Mode is based in the Netherlands and was founded in 2019, so they're relatively new to this, and this is their only game from what I can see. MP2 Games had some other games. The only one that it looks like actually it was this game, and they had another game called Noitu Love Devolution. It's on Nintendo. Don't know if that sounds familiar to you at all.
What was it?
Noitu Love, Noitu Love Devolution.
No, I have not heard of it.
Yeah, okay.
Huh.
The publisher is Playism, which we've heard of. They do a lot with a lot of indie developers. In fact, on their website, they even mentioned that if you're an indie developer, to contact them. It looks like they do a lot with a lot of the smaller indie developers, which is pretty nice. So
yeah,
if you're an indie, small indie developer and looking to get your game published, it might be worth checking them out and contacting them and see what they can do for you. They have some games that they published that sounded familiar to me. Fight Crab is one of them.
Oh.
Didn't you mention that one, that you wanted to try that one sometime? Fight Crab.
Yeah, it's on. I think it's on everything, actually.
Yeah, Night in the Woods is another one.
I think I've also heard of.
Yep, and then another one that we actually played and reviewed was Yumaniki.
Oh.
So
I thought Playism sounded familiar.
Yeah. So once I saw those names, I was like, oh, okay. I know Playism. Okay. The game is rated T for Teen for blood and violence. And it's on all game systems and PC. It's this game was released on everything basically. And it's a one player or local co-op game, no online multiplayer from what I understand. So, but I'll let you give the plot of the game.
Well, there's not really too much to the story. Don't expect this convoluted story going on. It's pretty straightforward. As this game takes an homage to another popular game, Metal Slug, which if you've played it, it's on like SNES and all those other things. And that game also had a pretty straightforward story. So you should probably expect one from this if you played any of those games. The story, though, is you play as, well, Mighty Goose. And you have to go and defeat this evil king called the Void King. And basically, he's sending out his minions to, well, cause chaos on other planets. And it's your job to go and help them out and defeat the Void King once and for all with your mighty mech and your various companions you gather and unlock along the way.
Yep. And Mighty Goose is he's guided by, I don't know if the person had a name, I can't remember, but he's got a guide that basically tells him kind of like where to go through his earpiece and stuff like that.
Yeah, all the characters are animals too.
Yeah, so. Like you said, it's like a Metal Slug type game. So it's a side scroller, right?
Yep, it's a side scroller shooter that basically uses, well, ammunition and likes to put you surrounded by a bunch of enemies.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what Metal Slug is. And your main objective is pretty much to get to the end or do certain things to progress with the side-scrolling action.
Mm-hmm.
But as you play, you can pick up various different kinds of abilities. Or I should say different types of guns that you can use that do each, like a different type of attack.
Right.
And of course, these have like ammo on them. So you have to make sure you have a certain amount of them in terms of ammo. So, yeah.
And then there's coins that you get when you blow up certain things or
kill enemies,
kill certain enemies, you'll get coins. Coinage you basically can use in a store once you're back at the main menu.
Or you can do it while you're playing the game by pressing the start button, and you can go into the shop, and if you want a replenish of your ammo, you can buy some ammo, or you can buy some different other things like you can buy vehicles that you can kill enemies with just by driving them over. And some of them do shoot.
Yeah, I did the vehicles and stuff, but I didn't know you could hit the start menu while in the game and just go to the store to buy stuff and then go back to the game.
Yeah, I don't blame you because honestly, I never really used it.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, if I had known I could have done that, I would have tried that because there's times where it would have been like really helpful to have like the vehicle or a different weapon like that.
Yeah, there's also, I think you can also get health pickups from there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I will say though, your coins do not carry from level to level. It's only within that level. Once they're there, they're gone.
Yeah.
Once you leave, they're gone.
Yeah, so, and it's not like every enemy you kill, you get coins. It's not. It's sort of random, right?
It depends because within the game, you can also get abilities for Mighty Goose, not only to make the mech better, but you can also have a certain ability that the goose can use.
Mm-hmm.
Like your starting one is just a honk, which yes, you can spam and it's really fun, even though it's pretty much useless.
Yeah, it pretty much does nothing.
There is an upgrade where you can make it reflect things when you press it, which can be useful, but it's not the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also companions, which you can unlock throughout the game as well. Some of them are more secretive, but most of them you'll get just by playing the game. And each of them do their own certain type of attack.
Right. And some of the weapons you can use to sort of keep yourself in the air by shooting down.
Yes. And that is something you might have to do in order to get to the secret areas.
Right. And it definitely comes in handy when you have maybe multiple enemies on either side of you, or maybe they're in a mech vehicle.
Or maybe they're in the air and you just can't reach them.
Right. You might want to do that.
And you can also do something like in like DuckTales, you can use that ability to bounce off of the other enemies. So when you aim at the floor and shoot at an enemy, you will bounce off of them. Mm-hmm. So you can chain that with other enemies and bounce off of them as well.
And the goose, once he'll build up like his ability, and then he can use called a mighty mode, which is like basically, I think lasts what, maybe 20 seconds or 30 seconds tops.
Yeah.
Where he kind of just goes crazy.
Yeah. If you have an add-on, you can increase the time with it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you basically get more powerful bullets for that certain amount of time. And if I'm not mistaken, you get more health. You get the health back.
Right.
If you have lost any. And I'm pretty sure you go faster.
His head shows up too at times. Like there's a big blow up part of his head, like in the screen.
Yeah, his head turns into like flames.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's something to be feared when he gets to that state.
There's one of the things that's kind of cool with the game too is that there's times where it'll go into like almost like a slow motion type mode. So you'll be like shooting and destroying stuff and it's kind of slow motion. So it's kind of neat to see that.
Yeah, the game makes shooting things in this game very fun and very, if you have the right things, very simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it rewards you with some very pleasing aesthetics when you do this. like Musket Shot mentioned, the slowing down, it could be various things like the screen shaking, or they'll just throw a bunch of enemies at you and you'll just go off. It can be very rewarding gameplay just for being fun.
Right, right. And there's not a lot of narrative in this game. But what you do get is just on a kind of shows up on the screen like a kind of like a closed caption, almost like narrative down below. So, but it's enough to just kind of give you an idea of what the story is going to be. They don't really kill you with hours, you know, minutes of narration that you got to read.
Yeah, and it makes up for it with like the gameplay itself. I think the music's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy the music.
Yeah, I like the music a lot too. They call it a synths rock and funky jazz music, but I liked it. I thought the music was cool. I thought it had a kind of an old school feel to it, but not too old. Like it wasn't like the old 80s type music.
Yeah,
computer music. It had good music to it. It just like playing the game. The music fit. It wasn't weird sounding. It wasn't like out of place sounding. It just fit the game.
Yeah, and the game itself looks pretty good. I like it a lot. I like the look of it.
And they were calling it a pixelated art design.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're looking at when you play this game.
Dude, what could you describe that a little bit?
It just means everything's just made out of pixels from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your modernized SNES game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks really pleasing to the eye, is basically the catch we're getting at.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of a Sega Genesis game.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could see that.
Like something you would have seen on their console back then, the 90s, early 2000s, maybe.
But yeah, every stage you go into basically has some of them do, and it's a good amount of them. They do have bosses at the end of them you do fight. Sometimes they don't, which is totally okay, because some of these bosses can be pretty difficult the first time playing. Like this game is like Metal Slug. Of course, it's a little bit easier because, you know, this is a modernized kind of one of those games. It's not way back then. So it's not going to make you crush your controller or throw it at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have its difficulty.
So there's, trying to think of what I was going to say now, but there's a lot of shooting in this game. So it's between left, right, the characters, the villains and enemies come from the left side, right side, up above you.
Yeah, it's like it just throws it at you.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the levels are really are pretty long too. There's not a lot of levels. There's what, maybe six levels, but they're long levels.
Yeah, I would say like 10, 12 levels probably.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 to 12. I can't remember the exact number, but there is another part of the story once you finish it, and I could say those are more levels, but they're only the same levels you already played but harder. But you do get a really good reward at the end that I feel like was the most fun to use in the game. Mm-hmm. So I'd recommend for you that who are most interested to go out, play it, and do exactly that, because it's worth it. Also with the controls, I like the controls, but after playing a little bit, I noticed that because you have to mash the A button in order to shoot.
Yeah, you do.
But you can easily fix this by going into the settings and putting on auto fire just by holding A. Yeah.
That's good though. I didn't do that.
I started doing that at least in the third stage because my thumb got really tired. But I wanted to play more.
Yeah.
I wish they should have just kept it on the controller instead of making it an option. But, you know, as long as it's there.
Yeah, because one of the weapons you start off with first is like a single shot type weapon. So pressing the A button is like pressing a lot. But then you get like a machine gun, which, you know, definitely fires a lot faster and can do it a lot more. But yeah, putting on auto fire would be pretty good, because there's other stuff, like there's things like rocket launchers and
shotguns.
The shotgun is like really, really huge. It looks like he's carrying a big cannon and fires like a big cannon. It just like explodes.
It is
like
a everything. Very fun gun to use in that game.
And then there's like a ray, like it's almost like a ray gun. I don't even know what to call it.
I would call it like the thunder. Call it like a thunder gun.
That's pretty, one's pretty powerful.
It shoots electricity. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
But it can, but when it does it, it also attaches itself to the enemies and it kind of, what's the word? It kind of like connects them all together and kills them all at once.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's like one of the best weapons in the game that you can get. I think you unlock it later on. Well, you don't unlock it, but you get access to it later on in the levels.
Right.
But it is very good. I would say it's one of the best.
Yeah.
Especially when you put on the rage mode, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the mighty mode.
Mighty mode, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you activate mighty mode, you're pretty much set.
Yeah.
There are, within each level, there are letter grades that you do get when beating them. It goes up to, I think, what was it? I think it might be A++, or maybe it was S, because I went through... And I 100%ed the game, got all the achievements. I really enjoyed it. I really did.
There are checkpoints in the game as well. So you can, they're not very visible though. I think they just, they didn't really tell you like, oh, this is a checkpoint. So at least I didn't see anything that.
I think there's something that pops up, yeah. But it's easy to miss.
Yeah.
And I checked and it is S. So
is it? Yeah.
Yeah. S is the top rank. So.
And then there's, you'll have like a health bar that's got like, I think like four or five different like items on it. So basically each time you get hit, you'll lose one of those. But if you get the health boxes that pop up occasionally, or sometimes I found the best companion was the pig.
That's the that's the first companion you get, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, technically he's the second, because the first companion is the duck that goes along with you. But the pig I found was probably the best one, because he would randomly produce like weapons for you or other things for you. So I thought he was the most useful. But yeah, I don't know how some of the other companions were. I found that he was, I liked him a lot, that I just kind of stuck with him. The duck I used just the once. And the duck kind of shoots like a egg grenade out of its butt, so, or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember very well, but I remember the duck companion.
Yeah, but if you play local co-op, you know, one person could be Mighty Goose and one person could be the companion, I guess. So
I would say I wish it was like different. I wish that the other person just played another goose. Or maybe they could have done something like a swan or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a pelican.
Right.
I feel like, I don't know, playing as the companion, you don't have much range of weapons, or you won't have as much fun as Mighty Goose, because he has access to all this stuff. You don't.
Yeah, the companions really, other than like, you know, maybe helping you with some weapons and all the stuff, they don't really hurt the enemy at all. I mean, they very rarely make
some of them do. Some of them are more powerful than others, but
but against like a big edit, like a boss, you're not like the pig's gonna hit the boss with like this wrench, and it really doesn't do much.
No, they don't do really much to bosses.
Yeah, one of the things I had trouble with in the game was that because you're firing so much, and because you're firing left, right, up, all over the place, there's so many explosions. It can kind of like hide your character. And I know that was, somebody mentioned that in a review, and I was like, yeah, that definitely was an issue for me too. Cause there was times where it kind of lose my character and all the explosions would be like, oh, where is he? Like, oh, there he is.
I didn't really have much of an issue with that, but I can see how that could be an issue with some people.
Especially if you're on the ground a lot. I think if you kind of use the ground and air, you can probably avoid having that happen to you. But you know, I tended to stay on the ground a little bit more than most people.
One of the issues I did have is when there was a lot of bullets on screen, it was hard to tell which one was mine and which one was the enemy's. Sometimes it depended with what gun they were using, what gun I was using.
Yeah.
But eventually I got used to it and went through. But if you do have an issue like that, you can go into the settings and make it so yours is highlighted or the enemy's is highlighted or both highlighted the color.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So if you get lost within the bullets, you can make it so you're able to see whose is whose.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because some of the enemy, some of the smaller enemy, they'll shoot at you, but they also throw like these bottles that are like grenades at you.
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll throw them, they're off screen, and all of a sudden you'll see this thing coming at you, and you're like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes those are hard to like dodge because they throw them at like a perfect time to blow up when they hit the ground, pretty much.
Right.
But there are things you can do to avoid them, like certain abilities or certain gadgets you can use.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we've hit everything that we wanted to talk about on this game.
I liked the design of each and every character. I also liked the different enemies. I thought the designs on them looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the music. I liked the gameplay. I enjoyed it a lot. If there were a couple of things, I would say if they are deciding to do a sequel, which I would like a lot, actually, I would enjoy that because if I completed this game 100% with the achievements, I think that's a good sign of saying that I like it. And especially with the reward from doing the harder levels, I see it definitely as worth playing through 100%. Even with a friend, I could see you having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do a sequel, I'd probably say like the companion thing, have like another character or like a different selection of birds they can choose from. I can see that being very cool and very fun to do. Like I said, a pelican or maybe like the swan or maybe, I don't know what other birds are there that could probably work, like goose.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. But just that general idea could work very well.
Mm-hmm.
And produce a lot more fun with a second player. Maybe if you're thinking about it, maybe like a battle mode because it's local already. So you could have a more like a different multiplayer game. I can see that being very fun with the different weapons and all that.
So you like a battle versus
a player versus player kind of battle game.
Yeah, okay.
I can see that being very fun because it's very, the guns are very like fast and very. So I can see like the maneuvering being part of the gameplay. I can see that being very fun and definitely more levels. I want more levels. These levels are long, but it's kind of disappointing having to play through the same levels twice, technically three times if you want to do a new game plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does exist.
Now, do you think that this game has a lot of replayability for you?
I can't say no, but I can't say yes.
Yeah.
Because if it's enough for me to play through the new game plus and get that really good reward, I can say already that's worth replaying because you technically already are, because that's how you unlock the reward. But after that, I'm probably not going to come around to it unless I want to show someone how broken it is, because it is a very broken fun mechanic that they did. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's interested to find out what it is.
Yeah,
I will tell you it's very broken. You will become all powerful and you're going to have a lot of fun with it. But yeah, I would say it's replayable, but after that first time, you're probably not going to come back to it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, I feel like it could be one of those games that you wouldn't want to restart because you already have like the most powerful thing in the game.
Right.
So I feel like you would just use it to like, it'd be one of those games you come to after having a hard gaming session.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you play like Dark Souls and died over and over again, this would be the kind of game to come to and just ease your mind a little bit and take out your frustration because there's so many enemies you can kill on screen with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I'd probably have to give it like a 9.5, honestly. I really enjoyed it. I would say it's probably one of my favorite games I've played this year.
Hmm.
I haven't played too many of the games that I've released this year, but of ones I have played, this is probably one of the good ones. I really liked it a lot. And I haven't played like a Metal Slug game in so long. So playing something like this is really nice. And I feel like it's a good homage to those kinds of games if you like them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend people who like Metal Slug to go pick this up and try it. I feel like you'd enjoy it.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'd probably have to give it 7.5. It's not, it was good. I liked the game. I liked the weapons and the shooting and stuff like that, but not particularly my type of game. I'm not 100% good at avoiding getting hit from like all sides from all different angles and stuff like that. So, but I thought it was fun. I thought the music is really good. The characters are fun. The goose is pretty cool. Like I said, I liked having the pig as the companion and him dropping like the machine gun. That's one of the things that, you know, you pick up the box and you'd be like, machine gun. And so you start blasting away everything. That was pretty fun. And then it being a side scroller, there's a lot of jumping and stuff like that, but I didn't find that it was like too frustrating. I'm not really good with it, like bullets flying over everywhere and trying to avoid them. I get killed a lot. So
yeah,
not my type of game that I'd play all the time, but it seems good.
If you aren't a fan of Metal Slug or like have a hard time playing it, I would say give it a shot. I wouldn't say if you don't like it, go out of your volition to get it.
Right.
I think try it.
Yeah, I definitely think it's worth trying. That's just to experience the game, to try it out and see if you like it. Because it might be something that you do like, and maybe that's something you enjoy on this one. It's definitely not for everyone. It depends on
for sure
whether you like that type of stuff or not. But it was fun trying it. That's for sure. So that's it for Mighty Goose. So what will we be talking about our next episode?
Well, our next episode is about, well, how can I put this? Well, we're going to have a gang war. Not an actual one, of course, but we're playing a game called Gang Beasts. I know this one. This game's been out for a long time, and this is a very, very well-known game, actually. This isn't like unknown or anything. A lot of people know this game. A lot of people made videos on this game, but we're taking a crack on it, and we're gonna see if we'll have fun.
See how we do with it, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be gang beasts. That's what we're gonna be.
So yeah, it's definitely one of those games that you can play with multiple players online and
in local,
yeah,
which local is always a good thing.
And the characters sort of remind you of the way they move. We played a game already similar to that, but I don't think we reviewed it.
We didn't,
but they kind of remind me too of the the wacky waving inflatable type characters where they're kind of like they fall forward and fall backwards and I don't know, the kind of,
yeah, I would say they remind me of like clay people.
Yeah, exactly.
Clay people who are very, very drunk.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, that's all we have for this week.
Well, we'll see if our clumsiness will get us a victory in Gang Beasts.
Yeah, there we go.
In the next episode.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Stay indestructible, folks. Take it easy. Peace.
Game over.
Hey guys, how's it going? Hope you enjoyed the episode. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and if you go on our website with the same name, you can also find us on all the other kinds of stuff you can listen to us to. Anyways, hope you have a wonderful day, folks. Stay destructible, and peace.